It's Friday, April the 3rd, 2020, right around 5 p.m. Indeed, we're just sitting here in Little Saigon, Seattle, observing the gray sky as it floats by. Been thinking a lot about Canada today. How I feel about Canada. Oh, Canada. I really like that Canada. There's so much about Canada that really excites me and makes me reflect on the specialness of growing up in the state of Washington back in the 70s, you know. Sure, we call them cheeseheads, but isn't that what people from Wisconsin call themselves? And some people like people from Wisconsin. Oh, Canada. Indeed, we'd call them Canucks when I was a kid. But then I think about how we felt about the Canadians, our brothers and sisters to the north, and I think maybe there was something else about it, you know? Maybe we felt something inside. What if we really do love Canada? What if Canada loves us? You ever think about that, them apples, you fuck? What if, in fact, Canada and human beings and all the creatures that live near the shore, what if we all have a lot more in common than we realize with Canada? Those fucks. That's right. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada, you motherfucker. What about maple syrup? You know, I can imagine a Sunday, none that I've experienced, but a really peaceful Sunday where the family is sitting around the fucking, you know, some type of hardwood table with their fucking artisanal style iron spoons or whatever, you know, people like that use for spoons. I'm hoping not plastic, right? Oh. Not plastic, wooden spoon. No, not wooden spoons either. Just, you know, regular metal spoons. But not spoons, really. Forks, I think. Forks, yeah. If it weren't for that Canadian maple syrup, would they really be able to sit around that table, that hardwood table with that nice sheen, and a nice little fucking family sitting around it eating their fucking waffles? No. And what about the fucking Mounties? I mean, there's not a lot out there like the Mounties. They're kind of their own thing. That's right. The Mounties, they mount your heart, you know? And speaking of heart problems, I've had this strange symptom develop. It's not new. I've spoken about it before. The only way to describe it is imagine you had a hand with a gauntlet on it, like a metal fucking glove or something, but it was titanium and it was like red hot and it had razor sharp edges on the fingers. And you took that red hot razor sharp hand and you were holding on to your heart and squeezing it. It's kind of felt like that. Yeah, I really love Canada. I don't know what else I can say about Canada, but, you know, maybe I should just come up with a song spontaneously. Maybe if I sang a song about Canada that came right from the heart, maybe I'd really understand my feelings about Canada at that point. Canada, are you still there on the mountainside? Canada, can we go hunting and tan some hide? Canada, is there still maple syrup in them there trees? Canada, you gave me eyes so I can see. Canada, does it get cold in the winter time? Canada, does it matter if a song should rhyme or if someone says to themselves, what about Canada? What about Canada? Don't you ever change. Because you're like a dog that has mange and the dog's name is Clifford and we all love Clifford even though he has the rabies and we're going to have to shoot him in the morning in the head and Clifford will be dead just like Canada. Fuck you, Canada.